In other news, President Obama has declared a state of emergency in American Samoa. The U.S. Pacific Island Territory and neighboring Samoa were hit by a tsunami yesterday. Authorities say more than 100 people were killed. Samoans who lived through the tragedy are just starting to pick up the pieces. Here are some of their voices.
Debris everywhere, you know, wrecked cars on the side of the road, boats inland, and also beside the road, shops have been torn down. It's basically a mess.
The whole village has been wiped out. We're around a place called Fau Fau Beach Farley, but I guess the whole southeast coast has been wiped out. You know, there's not a building standing. We've all clambered up hills. And some of our party, one of them's got a broken leg. We don't know about our party's okay. But we just need help. There will be people in a great lot of need around here. It's flattened. It's just flattened. It was very quick and it's flattened.
One lady rang up the radio station, said that she didn't think of anything. She went to prepare food and all she looked up and she saw the waves. She ran to grab her young ones, but on her way, it was too late. The wave came. What? She lost their kids, and she only managed to grab onto the tree branch.
Residents of the Samoan Islands describing yesterday's tsunami and its aftermath. Another undersea earthquake hit today off the coast of Sumatra, Indonesia. This time it was the quake itself that killed people. It triggered a mudslide and caused some buildings to collapse. Indonesian officials say the death toll in Sumatra may exceed the one in Samoa.